Welcome to today's episode of In Case You Missed It. In case you missed it, if you missed any of the show this morning, here are a few of the highlights or lowlights, depending on how you look at it. This morning we talked about what was the first big news story you remember from being a kid. A lot of great comments on Facebook and your calls, too.
Morning, man.
Morning.
I remember a couple of pretty good things way back there in the 70s.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
I was born in 62 when Lion Richard Nixon had to resign his own news.
Oh, the I'm not a crook thing?
Yeah. Tricky dick.
Yeah.
But the worst thing I ever seen, the way they announced it on news one night at 6 o'clock, is they said, cigar-smoking, tobacco-chewing, the Duke is dead. Ain't that a way to announce somebody's passing away?
That's how they said John Wayne died?
Yeah. I was right there in front of the TV, sitting in the floor.
Oh. It wasn't the tobacco that killed him. He was full of poop.
No, it wasn't. He died shooting a movie where they tested nuclear warheads.
He'd had such a meat rich diet that his colon was impacted and he had colon cancer.
No, he didn't.
What he died of?
He died of nuclear exposure. He died of colon cancer.
Nuclear exposure.
That's what happened. Hey, buddy,
I've got a picture of him with his signature on it from the True Grit movie.
Yeah, I'll believe that.
True Grit, best Western ever.
Was his tummy poked out a little bit? Because that's a sign.
Shut up!
Hey, Jason.
Yeah.
My name's Kathy Raymer. What my first experience was when I was growing up was when Donny Osmond first got married. I can't remember now what year it was. But I was around about 12 or 13 years old.
Did you cry? Would you have a big crush on him or something?
Yeah, I sure did. I thought he was the greatest thing back then.
Do you still find guys in purple socks pretty hot?
Sometimes. If Tony's got a pair on, I really like him big.
Give me some purple socks.
Yeah, well, in that case, he's going to run to Walmart right now.
Okay. Right.
Thanks, Kathy.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, it was the day Elvis Presley died. I remember exactly where I was, what I was doing, and everything.
Where were you? How old were you?
I was 18 years old. I just got a new job. I lived in California driving down the interstate. 805 when it come over the radio.
Oh, wow.
Yep. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Isn't that weird how those things just click in your memory and you can be right there? You know, my mom was making cookies that day that the space shuttle exploded. They were chocolate chip cookies. I remember. I can smell them right now. It's how vivid that memory is.
Yep, and that's the way that it is. You know, now I'm 61 years old. You know.
Yeah.
Well, how sad? How sad was it? You think the 69 comeback special was some of Elvis's best? Mm-hmm. He was in the leather, and then what? 7 years later, he was He had plump sized and done that.
Now, this is something else Tony and I disagree on. We disagree on the way John Wayne died.
He died of nuclear exposure.
And he died of colon cancer. you heard it on the radio as soon as it came out, the day that it happened, did they happen to say how he died? Did they say that he smothered in shag carpeting in the bathroom or?
I don't really recall the way that, you know, they said.
They didn't say nothing about peanut butter and banana sandwich on the commode and choking on carpet.
That's not what I said.
That's what everybody says. No.
And I did hear something, you know, and I can't say that it was where I heard that, but the peanut butter sandwich in the bathroom, I did hear something about that.
Mm-hmm.
That's an urban myth that's wrong. It's wrong.
Because Tony, it was there. He went back in time with Bill and Ted.
Yeah.
On a really bogus journey. And
Elvis died peacefully and restfully.
Elvis may not even be dead, dude.
Yeah, that's what they say. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He works at that BP. He works at that BP and Crab Orchard, they say.
Tony and I tried to impress each other with our random facts. Mine was that if you took all the insects in the world and weighed them, they would weigh 300 times more than all the humans in the world.
Bull. But mine was that the normal commode flushes in the key of E.
Of course, Tony wanted to prove that, so they ended up with two grown men in the bathroom with each other.
Whee!
We're in the bathroom. Come on in, Sheila.
Come on.
No, yeah, come on in. Come on in. Make it better.
No, Tony's got a big idea. Come
make
on in here.
Make this real awkward.
Come on in here, Sheila.
The commode flushes in the key of E. All right.
So Tony thinks we can harmonize cleaner, with the commode.
Your toilet's cleaner over here, and your room smells better.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Try to harmonize with us.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The Queen Bohemian Rhapsody movie's killing it at the box office. So much so that they're going to do another one.
In country, though.
You liked Bohemian Rhapsody, but you wish it was more southern. Then go see Country Rhapsody. It's less rock opera and more Grand Ole Opry.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Mama, I just killed a man.
It's just like Queen. If they start out in Nashville instead of London.
Oh, this man called love. I just can't handle it this time.
Because nobody knows more about big badunkadons than fans of southern honky-tonk.
Oh, you're gonna give it all. You got fat bottom girls. You make the rock and roll go round.
Bohemian Rhapsody Country. It will rockabilly you.
Pringles has a Thanksgiving potato chip, and now there's an ice cream that's got Thanksgiving flavors.
Oh, no, turkey tracks.
This, the title's complete clickbait. Thanksgiving ice cream flavors, including turkey and stuffing, are now on sale.
Oh, no.
Okay, that one's nasty.
It's that Ben and Jerry.
I don't know who it is.
They do the ice cream.
Salt and Straw is the name of this ice cream company.
That's their aliases. When they ain't Ben
oh, yeah.
and Jerry.
That's really Ben and Jerry, salt and straw. Yeah.
That's their exactly wrestling right. names when they wrestle. When Ben and Jerry ain't making ice cream. Old Salt and Straw, tag team champions of the world, I heard.
Well, they just rolled out their Thanksgiving flavors, the tag team world heavyweight champions.
Okay, what'd they do to ice cream now?
Now, they've got Thanksgiving turkey. And it's got turkey fat and skin mixed in to the ice cream. That's right. Turkey fat and skin ice cream. See, they don't call it that. They call it Thanksgiving ice cream. And you start thinking, oh, I love Thanksgiving. But if you called it turkey fat and skin ice cream, see, that's bad marketing right there.
You're too far from vanilla there.
Roasted cranberry sauce sorbet. All right. I could do that. I could do that one. Roasted peach and sage cornbread stuffing. Spiced goat cheese and pumpkin pie.
Goat cheese.
I'm all right with that. I could probably.
I never ate nothing and said, boy, this needs more goat in it.
Have you ever had goat cheese?
I have. My granny made anything and everything.
Yeah, but do you know for a fact you've had goat cheese?
I'm sure I have. And if I'd have liked it, I'd remember saying, wow, I sure do like goat cheese.
You ain't had goat cheese, I'm sure.
It just say it out loud.
Goat cheese.
Yeah.
Well, if he's just cow cheese.
See, that sounds better.
Oh, my Lord. Now, there's one on here that I'm saying 100% yes to.
All right, what?
Sweet potato casserole with maple pecans.
All right.
Stop it there. I'll give him a pass on that one there. Of course, we couldn't forget about the best country lyric that was never written. Ever.
Ever.
Well, it's never.
But it should.
Because it's not great.
It should.
Well, this. Okay.
It should.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
At the Huddle House, he made her heart get all fluttered. Their love became scattered, smothered, and covered.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we expanded your brain power with a brand new word, and this one's a long one. It's a doozy here for you, Tony's word of the day.
Here you go.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present
Tony's word of the day.
Bluish, nudist, foodist, flutist. A bluish, nudist, foodist, flutist is what you call a naked smurf handing out sandwiches and playing a flute. A bluish, nudist, foodist, flutist.
That's Tony's word of the day.
We dug in the vault and found a new history film strip.
Yay.
The alternative history of the Upper Cumberland. Today, let's look into the history of roads. How about the lines on the highway, which, ironically, were invented right here? Long ago, the world agreed there needed to be a painted line system on roads to help motorists stay in the correct lanes. They hired a local painter named Leonardo Stripe Vinci. Mr. Stripe Vinci agreed he would paint the highway lines, but this meant he would have to leave his fiancée, Irma. Leonardo Stripe Vinci set off on his mission, but along the way, his broken heart affected his work. He began painting long eyes down the middle of the road because all he could think about was his sweet, beautiful Irma. Eye after eye, line after line, he painted Irma's initial until he was fired. Each state had so many, they kept them. For many years, people have called them dotted lines, but now we know it's actually an eye for Irma. And what a great love lesson, filled with actual marvelous history. That's the alternative history of the Upper Cumberland.
And we'll leave you with today's Real Good. I love this story. And it's about a 14-year-old girl. She lives in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And on Monday, around 11 o'clock at night, a bullet went through the wall of her bedroom and hit her. It just grazed her arm.
Oh, how close.
The reason it hit her there, or she would have wound up basically dead if she had been doing anything else in her room. But she was kneeling to pray at the time. So she had kneeled down to pray, and then that's when the bullet came through the wall in her house.
Had she been standing?
That's what the cops say. Cops said based on the bullet's trajectory, if she hadn't been kneeling and praying at that exact moment, she'd have been standing or lying on the bed, the shot would have been fatal. Anywhere else in that line there, she could have been, and she would have been dead.
The hair on my arms is standing straight up right now. That guy's
crazy good sometimes,
oh,
ain't he?
Hallelujah.
The cops are investigating the shooting right now, and they think someone in an apartment across the street must have fired the bullet. But,
good news
is just a flesh wound. She had just to get a few stitches, kneeling to pray.
Kneeling to pray.
I tell you, there's just no telling what good that'll do for you.
When he'd like to hear from you?
Yeah.
It's good to hear his call and get down and let him hear from you.
You never know what you'll get in return, do you?
You don't know.
That story, God,
it's
that girl.
It's amazing.
It's real good. Thanks for listening today and checking out the podcast. Be sure to tell all your friends about it because we have fragile egos. And
if they miss it, then they can catch it right here on...
But let's talk more about our fragile egos and then how we need that.
All right.
Very fragile, like eggs.
Yeah.
Like tiny little baby eggs.
Like Capri Sun containers.
So tell your friends about
In Case You Missed It.